This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary, which observes as Parakram Divas. In a social media post, the president said that Netaji is among the most resolute and inspiring figures in the Indian freedom struggle. In his message, the vice president said Netaji's exemplary dedication to India's independence and the formation of the Azad Hind Fauj stand as testament to his extraordinary vision and valour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated the country's commitment to become the third largest economy in the world by taking inspiration from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Speaking on the 128th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose today, the Prime Minister said the countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India.
भारत की सेना की ताकत में भी अभूतपूर्व वृद्धि हुई है. आज विश्व मंच पर भारत की भूमिका बढ़ रही है, भारत की आवाज बुलंद हो रही है. वो दिन दूर नहीं जब भारत दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी आर्थिक ताकत बनेगा. हमें नेताजी सुभाष की प्रेरणा से एक लक्ष्य, एक ध्येय विकसित भारत के लिए निरंतर काम करते रहना है और यही नेताजी को हमारी सच्ची कार्यांजलि होगी.
External affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that there have been no talks with Pakistan on resumption of trade with India. He has clarified that it was Pakistan's administration which made the decisions in 2019 to discontinue trading with India. Speaking to the press in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated India's long-standing concern regarding the most favoured nation, MFN status, which India had extended to Pakistan, but Pakistan did not reciprocate. Highlighting the strong bond between India and the US, Dr. Jayashankar emphasised that both nations share a very strong degree of trust and convergence. He also underlined that the two nations share a sense of global good and are committed to serving the national interests while building the bilateral partnership. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters and seek support in favour of the candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be holding multiple public meetings in Kiradi, Karolbagh and Janakpuri constituencies starting this afternoon. Meanwhile, Uttarakhand CM Pushkar Singh Dhami will also hit the ground at the Palam and Delhi cantonment constituencies. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will also be interacting with the public in the Madipur and Rohini constituencies this evening. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh will campaign in Motinagar and Model Town Assembly constituencies this evening. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will also hold a roadshow in Kasturba Nagar constituency, followed by public meetings in Mehrauli and Chhatarpur Assembly this evening. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will hold a mega rally in Mustafabad constituency in favour of the party candidate. The Election Commission of India organised a two-day international conference in New Delhi today. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar attended the inaugural session of the conference. Around 30 representatives from 13 election management bodies and international organizations, including the President and CEO of the International Foundation for Electoral Systems 1987 and the Secretary General of the Association of World Election Bodies, are participating in this conference. Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister has confirmed that the death toll from the Jalgaon Pushpak Express accident has risen to 13, with 10 of the deceased identified so far. Speaking to the media, Mr. Pawar stated that the accident occurred after several passengers attempted to disembark the train following a rumour of a fire in an adjoining coach, only to be struck by the Karnataka Express travelling at a high speed in the opposite direction. He added that the Minister of Water Resources and Disaster Management, Girish Mahajan, Minister for Water Supply and Sanitation, Gulab Rao Patil, and District Collector Ayush Prasad had visited the accident site. On to sports. In the Women's Hockey India League, Odisha Warriors will face Delhi SG Pipers in Ranchi at 6:15 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.